This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.
And braving this Ides of March with us is Jody Beznoskis. She is Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How's everyone today?
Good.
Good.
Good. Well, busy week for everybody, I think.
It's been a busy month.
Yes. Busy month, busy spring. Crazy. But, you know, the leaves are starting to pop out and be green, and I think that always improves everyone's mood a little bit. But we have all kinds of things going on at Walton Arts Center this week. And then this week is really busy, and then we're sort of quiet next week during spring break. So this week we've got jazz and the Blues Brothers, mm-hmm. one right after the other. So tonight, actually, we will have the SF Jazz Collective playing. They will be playing on the big stage in Baumwalker Hall. This is a group of, I think it might be 9 or 10 jazz frontmen, I guess, maybe for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. Like, they all have their own ensemble.
Mm-hmm. Many of them have been here before.
Many of them have been here, like Miguel Zenon and various others, and they've played in the Starlight Jazz Club with their groups. But now they're all getting together, and they're on tour, and they are paying tribute to the music of Stevie Wonder.
It is part of the 10x10.
Part of 10x10 is pretty fantastic. We have a pre-show creative conversation at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. prior to the show. And then after the show, we'll have a little gathering in the lobby with music and snacks and drinks. And a little. Hopefully the musicians will come out and you can meet and greet and discuss the show. So that's tonight. Show starts at 7 p.m. Then tomorrow, we will have the all-new Tribute to the Blues Brothers mm-hmm. at 8 p.m. This will be a really fun, high energy, big music, big band sort of sound going on with the Blues Brothers. Pretty excited for this. This is a touring show that started in London and is now coming here. And then that's 8 p.m. tomorrow. And then I have nothing written down here for a week, which is unheard of. I don't really know what to do with that. But the next one I have written down is on the 24th of March, which is a Saturday. This is a 7 o'clock show. We haven't talked about this. This is a there's a show coming called Girls Night Live. And it is a sort of evening of music. We'll have 3 award-winning singers and songwriters on stage doing sort of a concert night. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be very uplifting, very very inspirational, a show meant for women to get their girls together and go see this show. It's a 7 o'clock performance on the 24th.
Do we know who's coming?
I do not. I believe I heard there's some American Idol alums in there
okay.
and some Grammy nominees in there. So sounds like it's going to be a pretty, you know, pretty robust evening of singing. So it should be a lot of fun. That's the 24th, 7 o'clock. And then another 5 days, believe it or not, until we kick in with Circus Oz on the 29th of March. Circus Oz will actually be here a couple of days prior to that doing school performances. So, but they will have their first public performance on Thursday the 29th, and that will run through the weekend. And then we'll have a show on Tuesday the 3rd as well. So it's a little bit different. This is on our Broadway season. So if you are a Broadway subscriber, you have these tickets as part of your package.
Hmm.
A little different. It's not actually a Broadway show, mm-hmm. but we do this from time to time where we try to put another genre in the Broadway lineup just to shake things up a little bit. Also give our Broadway people a taste of some big scale entertainment that is a little bit different from Broadway. Circus Oz is an Australian cirque group. So it's not animals and, you know, big, mm-hmm. big arena stuff like you'd see with Cirque du Soleil. Mm-hmm. It's a little more contained. It's all about acrobats and flipping and tumbling and juggling and hoops and bikes and unicycles and lots of music. They are tremendous singers. The MC of the show is a woman, and the sort of the ringmaster is a woman, and she has an incredible voice. She sings, mm-hmm. and then there's a full 12-piece band on stage with them.
Wow.
So there's a lot of humor in it. But it's cheeky. It's cheeky mm-hmm. humor. You know, it's sort of, it's not really terribly highbrow. It's just fun. Everybody, you know, we say a lot of our shows are for everyone. You know, you can bring the whole family. This one, you can bring anybody. So that runs from the 29th of March through the 3rd of April. I can't believe it's April almost.
Well, it's not April yet.
Almost.
Though. Okay. All
almost.
Right.
Almost there.
Not really.
Kyle.
Not really.
Almost there.
Someone's in denial.
I know.
Well, it's mid-March. All I'm saying is it's mid-March. It's not April.
You see,
if you start this.
He's living each day as it comes.
There you go. If you start saying, oh, I can't believe it's April on March 15th, then you're going to start saying, I can't believe it's 2013 in October.
That's a good point.
So just, it's March. Okay.
It's a very good point.
I digress.
Let's not get rid of March. Let's enjoy a couple weeks of March. Looking ahead into the first week of April, we'll have University Music there on the 4th and the 5th. They'll be doing a couple of concerts that night. And then on the 6th, which is a Friday, we will have another 10x10 art show. The Whiff and Puffs of Yale will be performing at Arend Arts Center. This is in Bentonville. Mm-hmm. So this sort of follows in the trend of what we did last year where we had the Harvard
Glee Club.
Yeah, yes. And they performed at Arend in Bentonville. And it was really fun to be up
it
there
was.
And to have...
Antoinette and I went to the show and it was so much fun.
Yeah. And so the Whiff and Puffs will be there. That's an 8 o'clock show. We'll have a pre-show conversation prior at 7. And then just wanted to look a little bit further and get a couple of things on your calendars. On the 10th of April, 7:30, Washington Regional will be holding their gala.
And this year, I saw who it was. I cannot remember now.
I do.
Who was it?
Foreigner.
Yes.
Foreigner, right.
An Evening with Foreigner.
Yes.
That's pretty fantastic. That's a 7:30 show on April 10th. On April 12th, Walton Arts Center will have Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, and the original lineup.
It's the original lineup. Yep. Yeah, that's going to be pretty special.
Which will be fantastic. That's on the 12th. That's a 7 o'clock show. At that same time, Theater Squared will kick off their final show of their season, if you can believe that. It's Fall of the House. It will run through May, and this is one of Robert Ford's new works. And I also don't want anyone to forget that the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, SONA, will have their final concert on April 14th.
Right. Hmm.
So it's just about time for people to start thinking about putting those things on their calendars because spring is busy and you don't want to miss the ends of either of those seasons. So there it is.
Okay. All right.
Tickets available at the box office, 443-5600 or waltonartscenter.org or walk down and visit us. Parking's free till 2 o'clock. We have an exhibition up in our gallery, which is free and open to the public.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Jody Wisnoska is the Vice President of Communication at Walton Arts Center.